Welcome to Reflecting God. When we read Ezekiel 34, 1 through 16, I wonder how we apply it. This chapter is both insightful and prophetic. You may notice that God speaks in the first person here. He uses the word I no less than 15 times. It is obvious who the good shepherd is. Most commentators suggest that the bad shepherds, those who abuse and exploit God's flock, were the secular leaders of that day. However, it's certainly easy to apply this passage to pastors, teachers, and leaders in the church as well. With the turmoil going on in the church world today, we all can point to someone who we think fits the description of a bad shepherd. Most people in the church have been disappointed and hurt at some time. The power of Ezekiel 34, however, comes from being told who the good shepherd is and that he will tend his flock. If you've been hurt, remember who the good shepherd is and what he has promised. Also, if you have an earthly shepherd who has walked with you through deep waters, give them a call and thank them. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.